I've known Eddie for a long time. He had a record label, if you don't remember, back in the 80s, called Savage Beat Records. And he put out some cool bands, like the Tony. Where's Tony? Tony's band, Abandoned. He put out Pig Children. He put out Flower Leopards. Tony again. And then he put out my band, Heavy Dirt. And it was like really cool. And I was hanging out with Simo earlier. You made me know Simo. And Simo told me this story about Eddie. But the one thing about Eddie, before I tell the story, is like Eddie, even after, like, you know, back in the 80s and whatever, you know, 90s, you know, I've seen Eddie at the Doll Hut. Every band that played, you know, Bosco's band, whoever's band was playing, you know, Warren's band, Eddie was there. You know, supporting the scene forever. And the first time I remember I ever saw the Cadillac Tramps was at Eddie's party at his house in Paris, you know. Yeah. I was there. It was a great party and shit. I don't know, Mike Ness got in a fight or something. Something happened. Anyway, before that, you know, we were at the barbecue, right? We were like fucking grilling dogs and hamburgers and shit. It was a great time. And Eddie was such a good guy and supported the scene. And so I appreciate that so much. So Simo earlier, told me a story about him and him and Eddie used to hang out all the time. And they lived together and shit. So one night they went out drinking. So Simo told me this story about Eddie. So him and Eddie and Simo were hanging out, drinking beers by the railroad tracks, and they noticed that across the way there was like a hospital, no, like a developmentally delayed house for people, you know? And they were hanging out, drinking beers, and they saw some dude come out, wander out, and they're like, oh, hey, dude, come over. And they're like, hey, you want a beer? And the guy's like, yeah, yeah. And so he was like, you know, on the spectrum or developmentally delayed or whatever. And so they're feeding him beers, hanging out with them, having a good time, you know, late at night. And then they kind of, you know how Eddie and Simo are. They kind of convinced him to start taking off his clothes. And there was like a what do you call those bouncy things, you know? A what? No. Trampoline, that's it, this guy knows. And so he was jumping on the bouncy lead, but they were on the other side of the fence. So they said, hey, jump on the trampoline and take your clothes off. And the guy was like drinking beers, having a good time. And he was like, so that was the invention of the dick flop. So if you don't know like about Placentia, Yorba Linda, like North Orange County, the dick flop was a thing back then. And then our friends made a song about it, you know. Yeah, Chris's friends, you know. That's the one under the bridge. But, you know, Aaron Bell and all them. But, so that's where the dick flop came from. This guy was having a good time. He was drunk. He was, you know, developmentally delayed. But that's okay. You know, everyone's having a good time. And then the nurses, whoever, like, watched him, finally came out hours later and told him to go back in. And it was like, what the hell? Everyone has a good time, you know. That's okay. So, I mean, here's to Eddie, you know. We loved Eddie. And he was there at the big shows, the small shows. He was there at the beginning of adolescence. He was there at, you know, at the Doll Hut, you know, 6 months ago. God bless him. Cheers.
All right. My story's not that long. Eddie, super great guy. No, it has nothing to do with the dick. That was that other band. I don't know how I met Eddie way back in the day, just like we all meet each other, but I was kind of in between bands, and somebody needed a guitar player, and they're like, Eddie calls me up and says, hey, we need a guitar player to fill in for whatever band. I don't remember because it was a long time ago and I had a lot of these. So he comes over. I'm living at my parents' house, and he comes over and brings these cassettes. And it's like, okay, listen to this, and we need this little part and that little part. And I'm like, okay. So I'm playing. He's like, oh, my God, that's perfect. You got the job. Rehearsal starts next week. And then I didn't hear any calls. And then all of a sudden I found out Frank Agnew got the job, and I was like, and I'm like, well, I can't be that sad. That's my Eddie Egan story. Thank you, Eddie. God bless.
All right. Now I'm going to tell a super long Eddie Egan story. Obviously, we ain't all the Cadillac Tramps, because all the Cadillac Tramps ain't here. We loved Eddie Egan. There wouldn't have been a Cadillac Tramps without Eddie Egan, because while we were a band, he gave us like probably our best first show, which was the party that turned into a huge brawl. That was talked about already, so. We miss you, Eddie. We miss Gabby. We miss Steve. We miss all of our departed friends. Too many now.